Hi, my name is Allison Mead, and welcome to What She Said, an episode of the LA FPI's podcast series. The Los Angeles Female Playwrights Initiative is dedicated to encouraging and promoting the work of female playwrights. And today I'm going to be speaking with Lisa Ebersole, whose play Baby is currently playing at the Complex Theaters as part of the Hollywood Fringe Festival. Lisa is an MFA screenwriting candidate at UCLA and a member of Tom Noonan's Paradise Factory and the Barrow Group in New York. Her plays off-Broadway in New York and regionally, including Mother with Buck Henry and Holland Taylor, Brother, Methinks, People Die That Way, Panda, Angels, and May Showers. And she's making her L.A. theater debut with a Working Theater's production of Baby. So first of all, congratulations and welcome, Lisa.
Thank you very much.
Well, Baby is set in a remote location on an island off the coast of Maine, and this sets up a tension right away in the play as it begins. So I wondered why it was important to set the play in a place like this.
A little bit of the dynamic in Baby, it's, you know, a 72-year-old man with a 40-year younger girlfriend who's been with him for some time. It was a little bit inspired by J.D. Salinger and Joyce Maynard. And I thought the isolation was important to that. Ron, the gentleman, is a retired movie star who sort of left Hollywood behind and tried to get as far away as possible. So to me, this was as far away as you could get while still, I guess, being in the U.S.
Well, yeah, you mentioned that Ron is a former movie star whose star has kind of fallen now. And now all he really wants to do is end his life. But he's married to Alice, who's much younger, and wants a baby. So this age difference also has its own kind of tension built in. So how is it working with characters at such different stages of their lives?
You know, it's the other thing that sort of went into this play was that my father died of cancer a few years ago. And just those final months of life were life-changing for me, you know, witnessing that. So I knew that I wanted to portray that in some way. And the younger woman idea, I mean, obviously we've seen that before plenty of times in Hollywood and other places. But to me, there's something to it. She's been with him 11 years, and they're not married, actually. He won't marry her, which has been a source of contention. And she's kind of given her life to him. So now he wants to die, and she wants something, and it's a baby.
And the play also takes place during the course of one evening when everything kind of comes to a head.
Yeah.
Alice is kind of working to get some of Ron's sperm, and Ron's pretty intent on using that gun he finds. So this tension about bringing new life into the world and wanting to end it all also creates a third level of tension in this piece. So I wonder how this push-pull relationship between life and death seemed like a fun place for you to work.
Oh, man. I mean, I guess that's kind of, to me, that's the ultimate fear is death and, you know, not knowing what happens after that and having someone like Ron who at least says he's okay with that and moving on, and Alice who's trying to hold on to him any way that she can. And the best way for her would be to have a mini Ron, you know, to keep him with her for the rest of her life.
Well, you brought the show, or with a group, you brought it to the Hollywood Fringe Festival this year. So why did that seem like the perfect place and time for it?
It was just serendipity. Matt Sosin went to UCLA, and honestly, he put a call out for anybody who had finished plays that were world premieres. And in the middle of my year of frantic screenwriting, I sent him the play, and he called me right away and said, we want to do it. And he actually, I love this about him, he signed Baby up for the Fringe Festival before he ever even talked to me. So it seemed like if I said no, he was going to have a big problem.
Yeah, good thing you're on board.
But he's super confident and really gung-ho, and that's been great throughout this process. And that was the beginning of it. So, yeah.
I'd also love to ask people before we wrap up if there's anything else that you're working on so that we can be looking forward to that in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. I'm working on a play called Hold Up that all takes place in a Brooklyn deli on Christmas Eve. And a guy who's trying to go there to meet his ex-wife, he's just out of jail, accidentally has to take the deli hostage because the owner wants to close since it's a really bad snowstorm. So that's what's coming next. And it's also in real time, and it's also all my plays are in real time without act breaks, so this will follow that form as well.
And it's a play or a screenplay?
This is a play.
Okay, because it feels like it could be both.
Maybe.
You never
nice.
Know. Okay, cool. Well, I wanted to take the time to thank you for taking your time to talk to me today, because I know Fringe is really busy and really crazy, but I also want to mention that Lisa's also offering a free one-minute custom audition monologue that she will write for the first 5 actors that buy tickets for her show and then email her at babytheplay@gmail.com. So I want to encourage people to take advantage of that because she's a pretty good writer. So you should
well,
do
thank
that.
Thank you very much.
Sure. Good luck with it. And if you guys missed the email address of the podcast, so just rewind it. It's called Baby, runs at the Complex Theaters in Hollywood until June 29th and features Herman Poppe and Heather Lindell. It's directed by Matt Sosin and produced by Chris Sautel. For more information about tickets, please visit www.hollywoodfringe.org/projects/1310. For more information about LAFPI's resources, activities, and opportunities, please visit lafpi.com.